Okay, good chodesh, everybody. Let us mem aleph of beis, Tana Rabbanan. Let us start with that. We got to have a siyum and a haschala today of the parak. Be'ezus Hashem. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. So if you remember, we were talking about the ways to prepare the current Pesach. There's a mitzvah saseh to eat it roasted, and there is an iser, there's a lav, to eat it raw or semi-raw, as we saw, or cooked, mavushal, in any mashkin. So it continues the Gemara along those lines in that topic. Tana Rabbanan, achal slimi be'od yom chayiv. If somebody eats roasted, Karban Pesach roasted. It's supposed to be in roasted. If you eat it roasted, though, on Erev Pesach is the time when you are supposed to be makrevit, but you're not supposed to eat it till the night. So if you eat it too early during the day, chayiv, you're chayiv midaraisa. We'll see what issue you violated in a minute. And also, if you ate it na mishach hasheicha, if you ate it raw at night, you also chayiv. So if you eat it roasted early, you're chayiv. If you eat it raw at the time, you're chayiv. So tani tzli dumi dana. So Gemara says, let's compare the two lines of the brisa. Compare the roasted line and the raw line. Ma na b'lav, just like na. When the brisa says chayiv, it means chayiv. You're chayiv alav. You violate an avera. So just like raw, there's an avera because we know it says al tochlu bimenu na in Parshas Bo. Av tzli b'lav. So it must be that tzli is also, when the Braisa says chayiv, it means you also violate a lav by eating it roasted too early. So ask the Gemara, bish lama na ksiv al toch lubi menu na. So fine, by na I understand where the source is. It says don't eat it raw, no. So that al was a lashon lo sasei. El it tzli min alon. How do you know that tzli, roasted, where's the source of the Torah for the lo sasei? All it says is ki im tzli eish. So where is the isser of eating tzli too early? Dichziv, as the pasuk says, also in Perek Yud Beis there, v'yachlu es habasar balayla hazeh. You shall eat the basar that night. Balayla in bayom lo. So we darshan out, at night it's okay, and bayom it is not okay. That is a los asay learned out from an asay, what the Gemara is about to call, a lav haba michlal asay. And that's chayiv. That's what it means, chayiv, in the brisa. Svasemis just has the ha'ara. What's this drasha of Belila in by Yom Lo? The Torah is telling you when to do the mitzvah. Every time it says, do the mitzvah now, you're going to be b'dayik. If you don't do it now, it's an isad ha'raisa. This v'achlo d'baza b'layla zeh. Eat it that night. So of course, you have to eat it that night. Says Svasemis, he asks, isn't this what we call a shalila, not a lav? It's a negation. It's saying that, no, you have to do the mitzvah now. It's not that you shouldn't. How do you know that this mashmah is that if you do it any earlier, there's an avera? Maybe if you do it any earlier, you just not doing the mitzvah. Who says that it's an isur d'oraisa? So because of this question, this Vasema says, it must be, you know what the case of the Gemara is? V'lulei d'mistafina. He says, I know the Rishonim didn't say this. Hava mina, the kavanas of Raisa, when the Raisa says that if you eat it roasted on Erev Pesach v'chayev, it means if you eat the entire current Pesach, and you don't leave any over to do your mitzvah, that's when you're chayev d'Raisa, because if you eat it that night, if you don't leave over, then you're obviously not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. You're not nimna, you're not appointed to any other current Pesach. This is your only opportunity. And if you eat the whole thing, that's the Kavanas HaBraisa. That's what the Braisa means to say. Because otherwise, says the Sfas Emes, I don't know why, have the Gemara knows to be Medayik, that we're talking about Balayla in Bayomlo. That's the horror of the Sfas Emes. There is also an interesting Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban. Rambam and Ramban, do you count this as a separate Losa, say? If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach and Paraches, the Rambam counts this. Ochal mimenu kizayis tzli mib'od yom, ovar al mitzvah saseh. You violate a mitzvah saseh, right? An isser saseh. Shenemar, as the Rambam says, v'ochlo sabasa balal hazeh, balal lo yom. Right, by the way, the Rambam does not assume like the Sfas Emes, and he knows this, because the Rambam says, ochal mimenu kizayis tzli. Vida kizayis of tzli. V'lav abam b'chal aseh aseh, that's the Rambam. The Mishnah Malach here notes that the Ramban, you know, the Ramban added on his hasagas to the minyan of mitzvahs. We mentioned many times that everybody agrees that there are 613 mitzvahs. Based on the Gemara at the end of Makkah, Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe, Torah's Gematria 611. So we got 611 from Moshe, plus two directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everybody agrees that there are 613. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla wonders, there's a machlokas about everything else in Yahadus. So this Meimra Chazah, this Agadata, the end of Makkah, had mazel. Right, everybody agrees that there are 613 mitzvahs. But the machlokas is, what are those mitzvahs? Right, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Chinuch, the Smag. Everybody has their own counting. So it says, the Mishnah Malach, this is one machlokas. The Ramban counts as a separate losa asay to not eat I'm sorry, Rabban Bavinia Haasin Manazai Mitzvah Bepriyatzvah, as a separate assay to eat the Korban Pesach roasted that night. Not just Achilas HaPesach, that the Rabban also has Achilas HaPesach, but to eat it Sli that night, not the whole thing. Rabbeinu Lamana, and he says the Rabban didn't count it because he already counts the Mitzvah Lechol So Balailo, Mishlo Achla Balailo, Shachla Bibod Yom, it's included. The Rabban has a Mitzvah to eat it, and a Mitzvah's assay only to eat it that night and not to eat it the beforehand. Olava b'mechal asay. So that's just a machlokas to note, to figure out what the svar is. Is it a general point or is it a specific point to Korban Pesach? Between the Rambam and the Rambam, whether you count this halacha as a separate mitzvah asay d'oraisa. Continues the Gemara. We just said that if you eat the Korban Pesach too early, you violate the pasuk that says you have to eat it that night. So says the Gemara, Hai lav b'haba mechal asayu. V'chol lav b'haba mechal asay asay. But how could the b'raisa say the lashon chayiv? You get malchus by violating an Isser Asay? That's not a low Asay. That's a Lav HaBamichal Asay. It's not a good thing to do. It's a Lav HaBamichal. It comes from an Asay, but you don't get Malkus for that. That's considered an Asay. So Amar Rav Chizkiya says, no, it's really a Machlokas Tanaim. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, it's really a Machlokas Tanaim whether you get Malkus on a Lav HaBamichal Asay. Whether it's called a low sase, at least certain kinds of them, certain types. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Shor Viseh Sarua Vikalut. Somebody has an ox or a sheep, sarua. Sarua is these are types of mumin. Sarua is one eye is larger than the other eye. The kalut or its hooves are connected somewhat, doesn't have split hooves. Nedava ta'aseh oso. If an animal has a mum, you should make it a nedava. What does that mean? There are two types of kedusha that one can get, that can make. If I have an animal and I want to give it to the carbon, to the Beis HaMikdash, I can imbue it with kedushas haguf, which means inherent kedusha. This animal should go for a carbon on the Mizbeach. Or I can give it kedushas damim, value. Kedusha of value, meaning you sell this animal and the money will go to the Korban Pesach. Just like land, if I maklish my backyard to the Beis HaMikdash, it has to have kedushas damim. You can't give land kedushas aguf, because this is in my backyard. But so there's kedushas damim, kedushas aguf. So most items, you have the choice. Kedushas damim, kedushas aguf. Says this brisa, when it comes to an animal with a mum, what do? Nedavata asoso. You're not allowed to give it kedushas aguf, right? Because you're not going to be able to be maklish it. So nedavata asoso. Make it into a nedava. Make it a voluntary action that you're going to give it kedushas bedak habayis. That's also kedushas damim. Same idea. But so the brisa is medayik, though, from the word oso. Oso atamakas lebedak habayis. It, a carbon, an animal with a baal mum, you should give with just this less kedusha of kedushas damim. V'i atamat v'stamimim lebedak habayis. But you're not allowed to be makdish a tamim animal, which has the potential to have kedushas aguf. You're not allowed to give that kedushas damim. That's based on the pasuk of nedava ta'aseh oso. That's another example of a lav haba mechlal asay. Mikan amru, that's why we say kalamatvis tamimim lebedak habayis. Anybody who has a carbon that could be a beautiful carbon and be brought in the mizbeach, but I only imbue it with kedushas damim, with value kedusha, and therefore they're going to be po to it and give the money. So that's an isser asay. You might think you're doing a good thing, but you're not. You're not doing the best thing. You might be doing a good thing, but you're not doing the best thing. It's Moser Haskell. Over ba'asay. So you violate an asay if you do that. Ainli ela ba'asay. So the Gemara continues, I only know that this is an Isser Asay. Below sa'asay minayin. How do I know that this is a lo sa'asay also? So amma tamalomar, because the pasuk prior to that, to the Shar V'Seh pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe lemar, we limit akol bar shakula she below sa'asay. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Oh! Rabbi Yehuda says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe loyimar." That tells us there's a low sasei here. So says the Gemara, "What are you talking about?" Amar lo Rabbi, lebar kapar, my mashma. How does Rabbi Yehuda get a low sasei for the word leimar? So Amar lo. So bar kapara answered, "No, dechsiv leimar. We darshin the word leimar." And as Tosas here talks about in Rashi, whenever leimar appears before an asei, Rabbi Yehuda makes this drasha. Not every leimar in the Torah, but whenever there's an asei following and there's no low sasei link there, so you use the leimar previously to darshin. So lo, a lav is said regarding these following words, or beirav amri, lemar, lav, emor. Tell them a lav. Either way, he learns from the word lemar, he darshens it, as teaching you a lo sa'aseh, that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a lav haba mechal aseh is considered a lo sa'aseh, and you would even get malchus, because it's as if it's mefurish mikra. We don't pass in this way. We pass in a lav haba mechal aseh does not get malchus, because we say, as we said yesterday, we mentioned on the top of the Malchum Abayis, it needs to be dum yedalav de chasima. It has to be similar to the lav muzzling. It's not lav muzzling, lo sa'asom sharbadisho. It says lo sa'asom. It says a befeirish. It's not a lav haba mechal aseh. So that is why we pass in that it is not considered a los ase. Lava machal ase is considered an isser ase. So you would only get malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. You don't get malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, because there's a vidabar Hashem lemor at the beginning of Perek Yud Beis also. There's a lemor there too. There is, just to mention the right, this halacha, that you're not allowed to be matfis a tamim lebeda kabayis. If you have an animal that could be a carbon, kedushas aguf, so you have to give it as kedushas aguf. Message of giving the animal the full kedusha it can. There is an etziv at the end of Parshas Bo which relates to this. With the pasuk there, which many have a minhag to say, the other two parshas that are in tefillin, Kadesh v'hei kiviyacha, besides Shemayim v'hayim Shemoa, there's a minhag, the pasuk quote, to say those two parshas every day also. To be able to say all four parshas of tefillin when we're wearing our tefillin. Either it's right after Hanachas tefillin in the Siddurim. Either some say it right away, some say it before they take it off. But on one of those psukim, it discusses petach hamor. We know that a bechor of a behema must be given to the Kohen. And what happens if it's a bechor of a chamor of a donkey? That is a special din, unlike all other animals. Pasuk says, if you have a donkey, it's an amazing, to analyze this at one point, in Maseches Bechoros, if you have a donkey, the pet, and it has a firstborn, you give it to the Kohen gives you a sheep instead of the donkey, and both of them go to Kedusha, go to Chulin. And therefore you can use the sheep, that's what you're supposed to do. Petach chamor tifteveseh. V'im lo sifteh, let's say you're not in the mood, you don't want to give this chamor to the Kohen, what do? Va'arafto. You have to break its neck. You can't keep it. Va'arafto, you have to break the donkey's neck. So ask the Nesiv, what do you have to break his neck for? What's the message of this halacha? Again, every detail of I just saw last Shabbos from the word from B'shem the Beis Halevi. Tamei hamitzvos. What's tamei hamitzvos? It's not just tam hashkafa. Tamei is for, to make the ta'im is for, to taste. To taste. So the Beis Halevi, all ta'amim were to make the mitzvos tasty to us. To give us a little tam, to give us, to make it delicious to us. So it's all to better, it's for our betterment. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. We want to make it a little tastier to us, that's why we give ta'amim ha-mitzvahs. That's the Sefer HaChinuch, always gives me sharshi ha-mitzvahs. So says the Netziv in the Hamek Davar, why do you have to break its neck? Says the Netziv, this animal has potential to go l'nichnas l'kedusha, to go to the hands of a Kohen and to be transferred with a stamp. It doesn't fulfill its potential, it's better off dead, says the Netziv. Says the Netziv, it's unbelievable. Laharos lanu, shebechor shema'abidus kocho, ve'ina rotze gamlios mehena lanshi maila, az eno kedai bo lomo, dezeh klal gadol, this is a klal gadol, shemisha roi lios b'maila, v'hu misrapa mizeh, if somebody has potential and doesn't use his potential, garuahu mimisha eno roi lakach. He's worse because he has the potential. Because Baruch Hu gave this animal potential. That's an etziv, so it's similar to this idea. You have to be makdish it to the full kedusha that it can achieve. Okay, now we continue. Two dots. The Mishnah had said that the water that the baker uses to rinse off the dough that gets stuck on his hands should be spilled out very frequently, because the water in the flour, which was on his hands, which is now in the pail, can turn chametz. Tani chad the shofar b'makom madron, v'ein shofar b'makom mishborin. One brisa says that you have to pour this water onto a slanted place, and you can't pour it in a place of eshborin. Eshborin literally means stationary water. From the word shabar, why is it stationary? Because Rashi explains there are little cracks in the ground. It's not just going to seep through and trail off. It's going to stay there. So you're not allowed to put it in a place that's stationary, because then it's going to become chametz, even on the ground. But another brisa says that it's going to become, you're allowed to pour it in the makom eshborin. So lokasha had nefishi dekavu had lo nefishi delokavu. Is there a lot of water or a little water? If there's only a little water, that's going to get absorbed right away. It's going to seep into the ground, no problem. If it has a lot of water, so then you have to be worried. Interesting discussion here. Is this only in your backyard? Says the Me'iri, this is only talking about in your backyard, because if it's in Rishis Harabim, so pour it into Rishis Harabim. Who cares? You're mafkir it. And it'll become chametz. It's okay. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Nun Tes Sif Katan Lamed quotes two opinions about this. First, he quotes the opinion of the Be'iri, which is also the opinion of the Rokeach. Miyu lishpoch osam bereshis harabim mutar b'chol inyan. Are you allowed to pour something that's going to become chametz into the street? You're mafkirit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, yes. The mayichba lan sheyachmitzu achar kein. Kibet shakarif kiran, you made it hefker. The yesh omim, that the Mishnah Berurah says, no, maybe not. The afilu brishas harabim, according to Magid Avraham, even to the street, ein nachon lechadchila shlobamakam madron. You're not supposed to just pour your chametz into the street. Even if it's hefker. The kibet shuhu bizman isur chametz, yesh mo ledaktik bepirure betseko shlo yavolu dechimus. You're not supposed to cause chametz on Pesach. Even if it's not yours, even if you're mafkarit, you're not supposed to cause it. So says the Mishnah Berurah, at least lachadchila, you're not going to violate by Rabbi Matzeh. So the middle of the street is hefker, but lachadchila, right, because the Gemara here makes no distinctions. So it says that the Mishnah Berurah, according to the earlier Achronim, Ms. Gemara seems to be even to the street, one should not do it. Okay. Omar Rav Yehuda. Right, it comes up also, like let's say we put our chametz in our garbage can on Erev Pesach. So we generally say we're mafker that. So first of all, some people say, 1 minute, your garbage can is your chatzer. So it's automatically nikne for you. So that's not good enough. So we say, okay, you have to put it out in bags on the edge of the street. So that's fine. So you're mafker then. The question is, does that part of the street belong to you? It's a big discussion. Like, you're responsible. If the sidewalk in front of your house is broken, you could get sued. Aye, but is it mine? No, it's not mine. It belongs to the street. So me manavsha. If I'm responsible, maybe it's mine. That's also a discussion in the poskim. That is why, that's the minug that we speak to our government, that we get extra garbage pickups on Erev Pesach, because of this Mishnah Berurah. Who cares? It doesn't worry if you're mafkir, you still, lechatchila, don't want the chametz even in a makam hefker. Okay. It's a makar for everything. Amar Rav Yehuda. Ishaj lo talush el b'mayim shalanu. Oh, here we go. Rav Yehuda says, a woman should not knead dough except with water shalanu. Water that stayed overnight. What does this mean? Stayed overnight? So Rashi here explains. First we'll do Rashi. Rashi says, Shalanu, Belaila. See, Rashi is a few lines up. Mipneshi b'yemei nisan ha-mayanos chamin. Later, Gemara Daf Tzadik Daled, we're going to discuss this. The mayanos, the underground springs, are warmer during Nisan. If you take it out during Nisan, it's going to be pretty lukewarm. And as we said earlier, if you need lukewarm water, it's going to cause chametz. So what do you have to do? Says Rashi, Lefichach, you have to take out the water and leave it overnight so it can cool off, and then you can use that to knead with your dough, with your flour, in order to make chametz. That is Shitas Rashi. Says the Rush, according to this reason of Rashi, if you take it out early in the morning and just wait till late afternoon, that also would work. It's not a din in night. It's a din in waiting a couple hours. So take it out in the morning. Also, wait a couple hours. Number one. Number two, if you take the water out from a river, the river is in an underground mayan, it also would be fine. You wouldn't have to wait at all, according to Rashi. Because the only issue is these underground mayanos, which the Gemara says is heated with the sun during Yemei Nisan. That's all Shitas Rashi. Says the Rush, but there's another opinion in the Rishonim. The Rush here quotes the Urayim. So we had yesterday the Urayim. The Urayim are Blazami Metz. The Urayim says a different reason. A different opinion based on the Gemara later on. Lefisha hachamama halechas balayla tachas haaretz. Kachachmi umas haolam. No, it's during the night. We don't see the sun, right? Why don't we see the sun? Says the Iran, because it goes under the earth and it warms the water. And the water during the night is a warmer temperature than it is during the day. And that's why nighttime is the problem. Says the Barmino Kaman, Shinir and Devrayim, it appears, it says the Rebbe Lazmi Metz, I agree with them. So therefore, if you take the water out before nighttime, at Bein HaShemashas, let's say, use it right away. Because it's a din in nighttime that causes the warmth. It's not a din in the just all the water underneath. But he continues, if it's from a river, it could be a problem also. Because the water might be warmed by the sun also by a river. Once the nighttime starts, it's a problem because the sun warms the water. So that's shita number two. Rashi says it's because the ma'ayanos are warmed by the underground heat, the sun of Tkufas Nisan. The Urayim says that it's warm because the sun goes under the horizon, and therefore the waters are warmer. Number two. Number three, the Ron quoting the Rif, explaining the Rif of the third shot. Now the reason is because, forget the warmth, but when you take out water and you move the water, that creates friction, and that makes the water warm itself. The she'iva, the drawing itself, warms the water. And that is why you have to wait and have a cooling period in order for the water to get cool before you use it. So you read this Gemara and you say, okay, very nice. Maybe this doesn't apply bizman hazeh. This is Mefurash Shulchan Aruch. Mefurash Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Nun Hey. And this, I didn't get to speak to somebody from the Matzah Factory yesterday. I was asking around. But I looked around a little bit, I think this is what is done. Mayim Shalanu is used. They have underground springs, and that's what the water, the liquid that they use to bake matzahs with. You gotta go. A lot of times when people go make matzahs, the dough's already there. So how'd they make the dough? What kind of water? So they use these underground springs. We'll talk about sink water in a minute. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mayim Shalanu, we are machmer like all the opinions. Like Rashi and the Urayim and the Ran. We take all the, we said according to some, you know, night, daytime would be okay. According to some, rivers would be okay. We're machmer like all the opinions. Ein Lashon El B'Mayim Shalanu, says the Shulchan Aruch. Bein Shehin Mei Boros U'Mayanos, Bein Shehin Mei Naharos. Whether they're river water, whether they're Mayan water, we are machmer. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, Rashi, Yesh B'Farshim, the Rash, etc. V'Shoav Enosan Mibod Yom, Samach L'Bein Hashmashos. Says, what's the best time to do it? The Ramah says, close to Bein Hashmashos. Because that way, it's not at night at all, and you get the whole day, and then you wait. So you get both sides. It's during the day, so you're okay for the Urayim, and it goes through the night, so you're okay for Rashi. The Shavur says, L'chadchila roi v'nachal l'shavan, right, very close to the night. And it continues, you should do maybe l'chadchila day by day, the water that you need. And then he said, the Ramah adds, gam asu l'shav mayim ayidei eino yehudi, l'masa shal mitzvah, you should do it through a Jew. V'af l'shar mitzvah z'shav Yisrael. Why? The Mishnah quotes, chavivas ha-mitzvah. Chavivas ha-mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah even adds, you should say as you draw the water, l'shem matzah mitzvah. Shem Azim Mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkatan Chav Gimel. The Ramah at the end in Sifkatan Gimel, Sif Gimel says, B'tiyeved, if you didn't, we could be Mako. Even Shalom B'Shas HaTzchak. But the Ramah says this is a real B'tiyeved. One should be using Mayim Shalanu. Okay, one second, we'll get to there. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, Piskei Tshuvos here on the Simen quotes all the different issues. First, he quotes the minhag of the Anshei Maisa, the Rebbes, when they were singing and rikudim by the Mayim Shalanu when they take out the water. Minhag Chatzadikim Anshei Maisa Shaholchim, they say L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah, as we noted for the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of in the books of Hachanas HaMatzahs, a lot of stories are quoted about these Shivas HaMitzvah. I put yesterday into Google, I put in Mayim Shalanu, so something was wrong with the internet, but I just saw on the list, like, pictures of Rev, the Admar, me, whatever. I couldn't get the picture, but it's there. If you want to look at it, put in Mayim Shalanu, Mayim Shalanu, it's all there. So, and there's a discussion in the post game, what kli do you put it in? The Mishnah Berurah quotes kli cheres l'chachila. The Minhag HaOlam, he quotes here in Piskei Tshuvos, is even plastic we use. Big issue, though, is what about tap water? What about tap water? So says the Piskei Tshuvos, Ve'alpiza, based on the fact that tap water is not so warm, Yesh mehamone ha'am, ha'mikilim l'alkachas, v'lishas v'amatzas, me'berez, u'malinin oso, and you leave it over, meshachol ha'layla. But he says, Eino nachon, v'yasar midina, you shouldn't use tap water. Why? Number one, Barabim mehamikrim, he quotes from the Shar Mitzvah Balacha earlier, he says, Barabim mehamikrim, the me'berez, a lot of the tap water has been heated. Let's say it was in the boiler, it was in the dud on top. And when you get it, okay, it's cool, but it had been hot. And we're going to see a ritva in a minute on our daf that says that you can't, Mayim Shalanu means it was never boiling hot. If it was ever boiling hot, then you're not allowed to use it even after it cools off. Because Chazal knew that this is not, this is going to cause chimutz. So number one, you shouldn't use tap water for that reason. Rav Sternbach in Ma'adim Uzmanim, in Gimel Reis Samach Aleph, quotes another problem. He quotes this from the Rebbe Meet Shabin. He says, Shemati ish lahachmer b'zeh, because our water has a lot of different chemicals in order to kill the bacteria, to kill the cocoa pods, or maybe it doesn't do as much to kill the cocoa pods. Either way, it has a lot of stuff in there to clean the water, to cleanse the water. So who knows, says Rav Sternbach, whether those are poel to cause more chemus or not. We don't know. It's not pure. So then he says, So therefore, even if you want to say tap water, you know, it's not so hot, but there are other reasons why the poskim say it's better, maybe it's also good to use tap water. Again, you have to ask the people who run the bakeries, hopefully they ask the poskim, and the poskim will give them answers what they're allowed to do. Are you allowed to use a majority of Mayim Shalanu? Are you allowed to use part of it? But then Sternbach quotes as follows. He says, I was asked by Maskil Echad, why don't you just take water and put it in the fridge? That's Ein Lecha Kol Godomizeh. He says, I was asked by a Maskil. Shirasal Lashano, Shalot Tzorak, when do you need Mayim Shalanu today? Come on, rabbis. You know, what do you Mayim Shalanu? Leaving it over. Come on, we know it's not, you're not supposed to leave over. So he says, "De'efshal likach mayim shelo lanu gavkei laniach b'makarer v'gehem achar kach har b'yoser kar mimayim shelanu ulodaito matza baza itza mechukemes." He found the great Esa. So he says, "I answered him no." He says, "Chazal told us use mayim shelanu. We know one of the reasons, okay, but Chazal knew exactly how water reacts, and they said you have to use spring water. They said you have to use Mayim Shalanu. He says, and in Pashut, he says, just because you could come up with a svara that you think is better than what the Rabbanan said, you can't use that. And he even quotes unbelievable in Nesivos. Look at this Nesivos. Look at the next line of the Gemara for a minute. The next line of the Gemara says, after he says Mayim Shalanu, Drasha Rav Basna, Bepunya, Rav Basna got up in Punya, and said, L'machar Aisu Kuli Alma Chatzvayhu, tomorrow, I'm sorry, Lamachar. He darshan this in Pupyana. He said, Lo talosh elva mayim shalanu. The people of Pupanya heard him say, you have to use mayim shalanu. They said, what does mayim shalanu mean? Shalanu, what shalanu? Our water. You have to use our water to make matzahs? His water? Okay, that's what he said. So, I see kuli amachatzvayu. They all brought their pails the next day. Vasil gabe, they came to him. Farmulay, they said to him, Havlanai, okay, give us some of your water. You said you have to use mayim shalanu. He says, no. Amr lahu, what are you talking? Anna, but my debate, Amri. I mean, there's water left overnight. I don't, you mean my water. That's the story of the Gemara. Ask this Fasemes, what is the story doing here? What does it teach us? What, that people can make mistakes? And people can always make mistakes? So Sfas Emes says that a Rav always has to be clearly, and the Rav can never give say something that could be misunderstood. That's one Musar Haskel, that's what Sfas Emes says. The Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin tells stories where there was some Rabbanan that were misunderstood, and people paskins, you know. A Rav always has to be clear, especially when he's giving a psak, you know, what exactly is meant. That's what the Sfas Emes says. Says in Asivas, no, you know what, this is here? Forget the fact that beside the Rav, beside the people, look at the Amunas Chachamim they had. They're ready to make their matzahs. He says, you have to use my water! His water? Use his water for. Okay, he says his water. Rabbi says his water. We have to use his water. They come back the next day, they don't have any kashas. They just come back and say, okay, here's our pails. He says, no! Look at that, Emunas Chachamim says the Nesivos. Purposely, Dafka, Rav Sternbach quotes this by Mayim Shalanu is here. Because by Mayim Shalanu, that's a halacha that you can say to yourself. How could it be? What do you mean? Mayim Shalanu put it in the fridge. Dafka, here the story is brought to show us that we have to have Emunas Chachamim. And Dafka by of the Chacham in the Gemara, we have to have emuna and follow their halacha here, even if we think it might not. We could have a different etzah. We could outsmart the Chachamim bizman hazeh. And related to that is a very important footnote in the Michta Eliyahu. And with this, we'll finish off this discussion. And that is, this was mentioned a couple years ago on a Shavuos night. Michta Eliyahu and Chelek Dalid. If you have it, it's really beautiful to look up. Chelek Dalid, page 355 and 356, where he was asked. Rav Dessler was asked about three cases in the Gemara where science seems to be against the Gemara. Three cases where some seems to say something in the Gemara, and we, quote-unquote, know it's wrong. So how could it be? The three cases were, number one, the Gemara in Chulin says that if a cat attacks you, it's going to kill you, while a dog attacking you is not going to kill you. Okay, we're not going to talk about that one. That's the Drusas Chatula Nara Kelev. Number two is Mayim Shalanu. We know the water's not always warmer. Right, the sun doesn't go underneath the horizon and warm up and cook the river and cook the oceans. So number one, so maybe the halacha shouldn't apply because who said it's warmer bizman hazeh? And number three, the Gemara we had in Shabbos, and that is about killing lice on Shabbos. The Gemara says you're not chayav for killing lice on Shabbos because they're ainon parin v'ravin. Right, they don't reproduce. No, naturally, they're spontaneous generation. Right, and therefore they come from the garbage. Right, so also that's and the Meshech Chachma talks about this also in his commentary on the Torah. So regarding these three things, so he says, so nobody, so you're supposed to forget these halachas, but the science was wrong, quote unquote. Says Rav Dessler, Shebeelu v'chayotzi beelu la'olam ein hadin mishtana. The din never changes. Av shelachora hatam einu muval manu. Even though we might not understand the reason. Ella yish lechos bedin b'shtei adayim bein lechumer bein lekula. You have to be ochez the din. So he says, why? Why? So he says, Amar ha'admar zatzal, ki hes halacha yodu chazal b'kabal midori doris. And this is the yisod. The halacha, that was the misora. Chazal knew the halacha of Mayim Shalanu. They knew the halacha that you're not chai for killing a kino on Shabbos. B'gam yodu min anisayon. Once the halacha was there, then Chazal tried to figure out, what's the reason? It's not like the reason caused the halacha. The halacha caused the reason. And once you have the halacha, they said, oh, this is the reason. They said, oh, the water is warmer in the morning. It must be the following. The reason that we have the Gemara is not the only reason for a halacha. The halacha is the halacha. The word gives us one reason, similar to many gzeiros d'rabbanan. Many ask, how could we not take medicine on Shabbos? The reason doesn't apply anymore. Yantav Sheni, we know the calendar. No, because many of Mefarshim say the reason is just one reason in the Gemara. Chazal didn't tell us every reason for every halacha. So to hear, Chazal had a misora about these dinim, and they were machapes. They tried to figure out one reason. But if that reason doesn't apply anymore, that doesn't mean the did doesn't apply. So that reason was they thought was correct, and now it's other now we're going to try to look for another reason. But the din doesn't apply. The din still applies, and the din is Sharir Bakayim. And that's what he quotes. He says in the last paragraph, he said, maybe there are other reasons we could come up with. By Mayim Shalanu, you could say maybe it's because the water in the oceans, because it's all together, it stays warmer overnight, not because of the sun, but when the sun heats it during the day, when the sun beats down on it, it's easier to make water on the ground colder because it doesn't have all the water next to it, which keeps it warm. So he comes up with other reasons which might help explain Mayim Shalanu today, but either way, he says the din is machayev the hesber, not the hesber machayev the din, and therefore the halacha is still intact. And along the sivus, we know why this story was brought here.
Unfiltered.
I'm saying that we said tap water shouldn't be used. Tap water shouldn't be used. It says the Gemara, Garash Rava, Isha lo talish b'chama v'lo b'chami chama. A woman should not use. Same halachas apply to a man, by the way. When a woman is kneading, she shouldn't use water that was heated by the sun or by something that was heated by the sun. Chame chame. You have something that was heated by the sun, and you can use that to the water that was heated by that. That's also shouldn't be used. After Ritva, once you know chame chame, so what do you have to teach me chama? It says that's what Ritva says is chiddush, is to teach me that even if a chama is cooled off already, still, it's usur. So that was what Rav Serbach was mentioning, that even if hot water that cooled up, one shouldn't use. Or water that came out from a mulyar. Mulyar is a type of urn where the water is always warm. She should not lift up her hands from the tanner, meaning she should constantly be osake in the dough until she makes the bread, because you don't want to give it any time to rise. I saw in the Biurei Hadafi, Al-Sheikh is quoted, that Chametz, as we know, many Makaris symbolize the Yitzhahara, the Chametz Sheva Isa, the Balgaiva. So it says, Al-Shatigmar is Kol HaPas. You can't lift your hand up. When you're Osei, don't think, okay, I got rid of the Yitzhahara, no more Chametz, I can rest now. No, you can never take your hand away. If you take your hand away already, it's going to rise. You have to have no Hesach Hadas. You have to have constant work and constant battles. Right, we know, one morning, it's hot, it's tired, the Yitzhahara is, he's up before 5:30. He's up before 5:30 every day. It's dark out, it's cold, he's strong. Since we have one little Hesach Hadas one morning, that's it. That day's daf is not done in the morning. Right? We gotta be strong every day. We can't be this Lotagbiya Yada. We can't let it go. We can't until the pas is all finished. Until the pas is all finished. Until we learn Kalas Arkula. Vitzarech. Continues the Gemara. She has to have two kalim. One that she is using to mekatefes is smearing and basting the matzah. And number two, the Rashi explains that her hands, as she's kneading, because of the friction, gets warm every so often. She wants to cool them off, so she puts them in some liquid in another pail. So she shouldn't use the same pail for kneading and for cooling up her hands, because that water that she's cooling up her hands in gets a little warm. So that's why she should have two separate pails. Iboy luhu aver v'lashamahu. What if she needed all these, she used these waters to knead the dough? Is it okay? Mar zutra amar mutter, Rav Ashi amar asar. Lachlokes whether it's mutter or asar b'di evin. Amar mar zutra mina aminala. How do I know that it's mutter? Tatanya, elos and sarim b'pesach. We had this earlier. You're not allowed to do lisisa. Scald the barley seeds. You're not allowed to do that on Pesach. V'im lises, and if you did, nisbaku asurin. If they started already cracking, they're asur, because that's the beginning of the chimut state process. Lo nisbaku mutarin. If they did not start cracking, they are mutter. So, says mar zutra. So you see, b'di evin, as long as you can look at it and it didn't start cracking yet, it's mutter. So too here in all these cases. Rav Ashi says, what do you mean? Atu kula chada mechita machtenu? Are all the cases the same? You can compare all the cases. Literally, are they all from the same beged that's woven from the same material? They're all different. Hechad itmar itmar, hechad lo itmar lo itmar. Where it says mutter, it's mutter. But who says that the same halacha would apply to all cases bidi eved if you used something that you weren't supposed to use? Period. Hadron alach kol shal. The Elo Ovin BePesach, third parak. The following mixtures make you violate on Pesach. The Elo Ovin BePesach, already the second word of the parak, we have a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. What does the word over in here mean? The Elo, these over on Pesach. We're about to have mixtures in the Mishnah which aren't real chametz for one of two reasons, which Bezer and the Gemara will talk more about tomorrow. One of two reasons: either because it's called ta'aroves chametz, it's chametz but it's mixed into something else, so it's ta'aroves chametz, that's why it doesn't have full fledged chametz status, or it's what's called chametz noksha, it's inedible chametz. One of those two, so it's still chametz, but it's inedible chametz, so one of those two reasons are the basis for the following things in the Mishnah. So what does Elu Ovren B'Pesach mean? Rashi says, first Rashi, Elu Ovren Alein B'Bal Yirah B'Bal Yimatzei. Rashi says, Elu Ovren means you have to get rid of them because you're going to be over. You're going to violate B'Bal Yirah B'Bal Yimatzei if you don't get rid of them. And Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, the first Tosfos, says, and that's why over, you have to be over, you have to take him out to, so you're not over. Rabbeinu Tam does not like that because he says all these are included. All these items in the Mishnah have a separate ribui in the Gemara, tomorrow's daf. Separate ribui to say that they're asur ba'achila. So if you need a separate ribui to say that they're asur ba'achila, of course there's no ba'ir rabbi matzeh by these items. So says Rabbeinu Tam, no, the only issue is, Rabbeinu Tam, you have to, ve'ilu overin, these you should take off, be mavir off your table so you don't come to eat them. That's it. Elo Ovren B'Pesach. Rashi says, no, Elo Ovren, you're going to violate by Rabbi Yimatzei. Rabbi Natan says, no, Elo Ovren, you should get them off your table because you might come to eat them, but there is no by Rabbi Yimatzei. So it's this fundamental machlokas, Rashi Rabbi Natan, on the first words of the Perek, do you violate by Rabbi Yimatzei by Chametz Noksha or Tarovas Chametz? That's the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Natan. The Pnei Yeshua, if you want to look at, answers the kashas that Rabbi Natan, and the Rambam holds like Rashi, by the way, the Rambam holds like Rashi, and the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemaras for Rashi. Continues the Gemara. Ve'elu Ovren B'Pesach. Well, I'm sorry? Ve'elu. These following ones are Ovren B'Pesach. Kutach HaBavli. The list here. Kutach HaBavli. V'sheikh Ramadei. V'chometz Adomi. V'zeisum HaMitzri. V'zomen Shal Tzavon. V'amilin Shal Tabachim. V'kolen Shal Svok. So from. We're going to talk all about these in the Gemara. What these are. Different types of mixtures. Ve'elu Ovren. These. Right. It's all connected. All Shas connected. Vavs. Vavs are always Mosif. Mosif Ala Rishonim. Right. Ve'elu HaMishpatim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Aftach Shitei Nashim. Also, types of women's cosmetics are also included in this discussion. Zehaklal, Kol Shu Yomim Dogan Hari Zeh Over Pesach. Anything that comes from one of the wheats, you could violate your over on Pesach. Hare Elu Ba'asara Be'en Be'en Mishim Karis. The ones here in the Mishnah, it's Asar, but there is no chiyuv karis. Okay, that even Rashi and the Rambam agreed to. There's no karis by these items. They just say that there is value Rabbi Yimatzeh. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Dvarim, Nemarad B'Kutach HaBavli. There are three things said about Kutach HaBavli, which is a type of milchic dip. A milchic dip. Mitamte Mesalev, it closes up the heart. Umesame Seinayim, it blinds the eyes. Umachash Esaguf, and it makes you weak. Mitamte Mesalev, how do we know that? Why does it blind, make the heart hard? Mishim Nisiyu B'Techalba. Right, the whey from the milk in this mixture, that's, you know, if you have too much milk, it closes up the heart. And why does it blind the eyes? Because of the salt in it. Rashi explains, it's not because you're eating it, but it's the melach stomis. If you touch it and then you put it on your eyes, so that's going to blind you. The makar for mayim achronim, as the Gemara explains, is because of that melach stomis. Umachish es haguf, and it weakens the guf. Mishum kumnisa de uma. Because of the stale bread that's inside. Kutach HaBavli is a milchic mixture where you put bread in and eventually it becomes bad. So obviously it makes you weak because you're going to be eating stale bread. So that is going to make you sick. Tan Rabbanan. So why'd they eat it? I guess if you eat it, if you just use it for a little dip, it's okay. But if you eat it like whole, you know, it's not good for you. Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Dvar Marben Azevel. The following three things are Marbe Zevel, cause you to have more waste. V'kovvin esakoma, and cause you to lose your posture. V'notzlin echan mechamish meos ma'ar enav shel adam, it takes 1/500th of the light of your eyes. V'eluhain, pas kiber, coarse bread. V'sheikhar chadash, new beer. V'yarakai, raw vegetables. Right, the Gemara Shabbos talks about whether, right, some people are machmir, even cooked vegetables, atu raw vegetables, right, there are certain chumras that people have taken upon themselves. But the Gemara talks about different kinds of vegetables, well, what are good, what are not good. Tana Rabbanan, Shlotu the Rabbi Madra Zevel, the opposite. There are three things that are memait the Zevel from a person, v'zofen is a koma, and make you stand up straight, u'me'irin is a nine, and light up your eyes. Elohain, pasnakia, clean bread, basar shamein, fat meat, v'yayin, yashin, and old wine. which ingredients in each of these? Hasnakia dismida, the fine flour in the bread. Basashame titspirta delo iftach, fatty meat that is from a goat that never had a baby. That's what Rashi explains. Yayin yashin atikatiki, very old wine, 3 year old wine. Call me, period. Call me the Malilahai Kashalhai, Udukashalhai, Malilahai. Generally, says the Gemara, all medicines have negative side effects. If it's good for this part of the body, it's bad for another part of the body. Nothing's good for everything. Bar, except for the following, which is good for everything. Mizangvila Rativa, from moist ginger. Upilpili Arichta, from long peppers. Upasnakia, Ubasar Shamein, Viyayin Yashin. All of the ones on our list. Tamali the Kuligufa, those things are great for the entire body. Aren't fatty meats, according to what we think?
Yes.
Fatty meats, again, wait till next week and the study will come out. If you ever don't like a study, just wait till next week. It'll say the opposite. Coffee's good, coffee's bad. Meat's good, meat's bad. Chocolate, good, bad. Every week, just wait the following week. Sheikhar HaMadai. So now the Gemara is going to explain each of these. So, Sheikhar, beer from Madai. Duramu Be Meisari. They put Meisari, liquid from barley in them. Rashi explains that most beers in those days were made from dates, but Sheikhar HaMadai was special. It was made from barley. So that's a Chametz Noksha or a Tarovas Chametz. The Chametz Adomi, Edom vinegar. The Shadu Beisari. Edom vinegar is wine that you throw barley in order to cause it to become vinegar. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman tells us about this. Bitchila, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Kishayim Evi Nesachim Yehuda, when they brought the Nesachim from Yehuda, the wine was unbelievable at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo haya yenam sheYehuda machmitz. The wine never went bad. The wine was always beautiful. Actually, Nosol Tochas Aron, until you put barley in there, and that caused the wine to ferment and become vinegar. Vayikarnos a chometz stam. And stam chometz, right, when you say vinegar, that's what was meant. The wine of Yehuda that barley was put into it. Vyachshav. And now it's just the opposite. Ein yenim shel adomi yemachmetz hashenosan lotokan s'orin. The wine of Edom is so great that it doesn't become chometz until you put barley in. Vikoronos o chometz adomi, and that's what's called chometz adomi, l'kayim eshenemar, to fulfill the pasuk, imala hacharava. Edom says, I will fill their desolate places. Edom and Yisrael have an inverse relationship, says the Gemara. In Malaya Zu Chareva Zu, if this one is full, if Edom is full, if Edom's on top of the world, we are on the bottom of the world. V'yamala Zu Chareva Zu, right, Edom, Esav, and Yaakov are opposites, inversely proportional. You learn that from the Pasuk in Bereishis. Ula Om Mil Om Ye'ematz. When one's up, one's down. So you see here, when Yehuda and Esav, one of them has the best wine, one of them has inferior wine. Right? Similar to the mushel, let's say you have the two sinks outside of the shul, when you turn one on, it's very strong. You turn the other one on, all of a sudden the first one gets weaker. Right? That's when you see that, you say, Ula Om Mil Om Ye'ematz, right there. Because whenever one of them gets stronger, one of them gets weaker. They're opposites. Tanya, Amr Yehuda, be Yehuda, be shown up. It used to be when you bought vinegar from an Amaretz, you don't have to take off Meiser, but it's a chazak in by element of Temed. You could assume that if it's vinegar, the wine is beautiful, so the wine doesn't need any type of Meiser taken from it, but you could assume it's from Temed. What's Temed? Temed just means the dregs at the bottom of the wine barrel, and you mix with some water in there. That's not chashiv, that doesn't need Trumas and Meisers, so you could just buy from an Amaretz. But now you have to take off Meisers. Why? Because now our wine is less quality, and therefore you have to assume that the vinegar we had came from real wine. Ask the Gemara, Vesar Rabbi Yehuda, Temel Abar Asurehu. Temed, you don't have to get Maestros from, regular Temed, which is the mixture of the dregs and the water. Vaha, Tnan, Hamatavid Vesa Maim Bemida. Let's say you put some water into the wine dregs, and you take out water, and it's the same exact measurement of water that you put in. Umata Kademida, so Pater. Tanakama says Pater, because it's Temed. Temed is not Chayim in Trumas and Maestros. Rabbi Yehuda Machayim, Rabbi Yehuda says no, even though it's the same amount of water, and it just got the color from the wine dregs, you still have to take off Maestros. So, Stira, does Rabbi Yehuda Machayev you to take off Maestros from Temed or not? So, Hachi Kamerlo, next Shalom Ha'aretz Ala Temed. Number one is, you know, really, you have to take off Maestros from Temed, but you can assume that Amaris did it, because it's so non-chashuv, it must be that they did it themselves. Iba Yisema, next Shadu, or maybe they are chashuv. V'lokasha habid darvaka, habid defurtzani. The difference is it the dregs that stay as dregs, or is it the grape seeds that when you take out the water, there are some seeds in there? When you take out the water, there's some seeds in there, so that obviously is chayav Trumas HaMaestros, because you have some of the grapes in there. Masha'en Kane, if it's pure dregs and it stays in the barrel, so then he says that temet is not chayav, because that just gets the appearance of the wine. Zesa Mamitzri, my Zesa Mamitzri, what is that material? Tana, Rabbi Yosef, Tlasa Sari, Tlasa Kurtami, Tlasa Milcha. A third barley, a third kurtami, another type of mixture, and a third salt. Rav Papa Mafik Sari, Mayochiti. Rav Papa took out barley and put in wheat. The Simane, how do you remember who said what? Sisni, Yosef said Sari. So that's how you remember, Rabbi Yosef is one that said Sari. Taru, and what do you, how do you prepare it? Taru bava taruluhu vakaluluhu vatachiluhu. You soak it, you roast it, you grind it. Vishazal, and you drink it, mi divcha avad vatsarta. You drink it from Pesach to Shavuos. Divcha is Dalet and Zayin switch. Zevach, the untif of the carbon, Pesach to Shavuos. And that's why it's good for you. Dekamit, if somebody has having trouble going to the bathroom. Marfile is going to loosen you up. Derafi, if you're having a lot of ease, too much. Machmitle, it closes you up a little bit. Lechole, leisha ubra, sakanta. Somebody who's sick or a pregnant woman should not be eating this mixture. What is that? Halcha targimu maya dechivrid savu behuliba. It's water, bran water, that you dye skins in. Period. That is what Zuman Shal Tzavam is. Okay, Rosh Chodesh, we'll stop here. Next will take us 2 minutes. We'll stop with Amilin Shal Tabach. Okay, Teishiyah was a Zecher Nishmas. I got it here, 1 second. Zecher Nishmas. Harav Michal Shimon Ben Yaakov, Sarah Shendel Ben Menachem Mendel Chaim, and Chaya Blima Bas Mordechai. Remember that, Reb Dessler.